How have things been? I know you handed over the keys to the newest Habitat family, and now they are living in their new home. That must be an overwhelming feeling.
It absolutely is. Honestly, getting to be there and pass over those keys, it's just such a good reminder of why we do what we do. And it is so rewarding to just get to see the joy in the families. You know, we really are changing their lives, and they are the first to say that, and it really just means so much to us. You know, we really couldn't do it without the help of our amazing staff. We've been short-staffed recently, but our staff have stepped up in incredible ways and really have seen this build through with some amazing community partners. This was the first time that we had a builder. We had Abby actually assist us with the build, which proved to be spectacular. And we had many, many different businesses step up and donate both product and time. It all came together.
And through some fairly challenging times, this was a pandemic home and a pandemic build, which I know put a lot of extra stress on the organization and on the family trying to get this done.
Yes, absolutely. As with everyone, we definitely experienced some of the challenges of, you know, supply chain delays. We also had to think creatively about how we were able to keep our staff and our contractors and our volunteers safe in the midst of doing this build, right? So we really did have to pivot. But like I said, we found ways to make it work. And I think there were a lot of lessons that we learned from it.
What are some of those lessons that you're going to be taking forward with you?
I think one of the things that we really learned was where it makes sense to further leverage some of the many skilled trades and local builders, having a builder be able to oversee it really was amazing. And through COVID, I really don't know if we could have done it without them. I think just looking at different ways that we can engage our volunteers was something we really had to kind of grapple with. And I think we'll find a happy medium, right? Because we really do want to have people on those build sites, because it really does mean so much to the community to be able to lend a hand. And so we'll have to continue as we're sort of hopefully moving out of the pandemic, how can we continue to engage those volunteers?
Yeah, absolutely. And so now we have, as we mentioned, the Wallaceburg family now living in their home. But I know the work behind the scenes at Habitat never really ends. So what's happening now as you prepare for the next project?
Yeah, so actually one of the really exciting things is that we will be building ourselves a new home as well. So we will be looking to relocate our ReStore, and so that's kind of top of mind for us right now. And then we're experiencing sort of what the housing market looks like as well, and so we're evaluating how can we continue to effectively serve families in our community as well.
Yeah, definitely a lot of challenges even beyond the pandemic that are still causing some issues for those in the housing industry, and Habitat obviously not untouched by that. Well, congratulations on all the work that has been done, and best of luck with all the work that is to come, and I appreciate you talking with me today.
Thank you so much. Take care.